Even if a school district loses enrollment in Pennsylvania, the state will not decrease the amount of funding that it sends to that district. This is Multiple Choices, a Keystone Crossroads podcast that pulls back the curtain on issues of schools and money in Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Kevin McCrory, and today we're talking about the concept known as Hold Harmless. Joining me is Paul Sokolar, editor-in-chief and publisher of the Philadelphia Public School Notebook.
Hey, Kevin.
So Hold Harmless, what is it? Why did it come about? And most importantly, why should we care?
Hold Harmless is, as you described it, basically simply a rule, a practice in Pennsylvania that a school district can't get less state money than it did in the prior year. And this is something that districts have lobbied hard for and that has just been a practice for as long as I can remember and been covering these schools for 25 years. So
even if, you know, a district loses half of its population, they're still going to get the same amount of money.
There you go. Yeah. And Pittsburgh is kind of the textbook case here. I think Pittsburgh has lost about 60% of its population over several decades. They've lost 60% of their student population as well. But the Hold Harmless provision has really helped them out because they can't get cut even though the numbers are going down. And so what you see there is, you know, it's kind of a loan among big cities in the state, near the top in average per pupil spending. They're spending close to $20,000 per student because they don't get cut.
So are there issues and problems in Pittsburgh related to this, or is it all just sunshine and roses over there because they have so much funding?
Not sunshine and roses, because Pittsburgh is also, it's a struggling city. And so they're dealing with the needs of high poverty students, the needs of English language learners, needs of large numbers of students with disabilities. And so if you had an adequacy-based funding formula, Pittsburgh probably would get a decent amount of state money still.
So they might be right on target, you're saying?
They're probably about right about there, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just vastly different from the conversations we usually have in Philadelphia, obviously. And I'm sure that creates some political infighting or district infighting. It's like districts say, well, why are they getting the money over there? Why, we need the money over here. And, you know, we have the kids and they don't have the kids. And
right. So it's one of the issues that makes it more challenging to forge a statewide coalition between the urban districts and the rural districts that are struggling across the state. You know, that for some of those districts, the Hold Harmless provision is really key. Then there are other districts that are facing rising costs and just can't keep up.
Or even just a population increase, right? If a whole bunch of people move to, I don't know, say the Poconos, which it actually has happened in the past few years, all of a sudden that school district has all these extra kids and they're not necessarily getting the money that reflects that, right?
Exactly, yeah. And there's been a push really across the board, across the range of types of districts to do away with the Hold Harmless provision. And you see support on that on the conservative side and on the liberal side. Michael Churchill of the Public Interest Law Center laid this out pretty clearly in a Washington – well, it was an article that was published in the Washington Post of just a few months ago. Basically, his point is that the whole issue around Hold Harmless wouldn't even be an issue if we were talking about adequate funding for districts across the board. So he says, if you go back to the costing out study of 2007, which is when the state tried to do a thorough assessment of how much each district in the state needed to spend to provide an adequate education. With that study, 475 out of 500 districts in Pennsylvania needed more money.
So only 25 did.
Only 25, right. And so the Hold Harmless issue is really, in some ways, in Churchill's argument, is really a product of the acceptance of this scarcity of funding, that, you know, you've got a bunch of districts that are fighting over a painfully inadequate pie, And so they're saying, take it away from the ones who, you know, who are shrinking. They don't need that. But again, if you go to this adequacy study from 2007, you would make the case that really there are only a handful of districts that where the amount of aid is more than it should be.
All right. Well, I'll see you're Michael Churchill from Public Interest Law Center, and I'll raise you a Donna Cooper from Public Citizens for Children and Youth, actually a former policy and planning secretary under former Governor Ed Rendell as well.
It's a complete red herring. It sounds really good. Oh, they're getting money for kids they don't have. But if they're still underspending on their kids, this is a non-issue. And slowly, legislators across the state are figuring this out. In addition, legislators are figuring out that lots and lots of districts receive Hold Harmless money right now. So if they were to get rid of the Hold Harmless, based on their own calculations, they'd be pulling money out of nearly half of the school districts, and that means no bill's going to pass the legislature.
And this is a spot, actually, where conservatives agree. It's just a political quagmire. Steve Miskin is the longtime spokesman for Republican leaders in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives.
It's important to get 102 votes in the House and 26 votes in the Senate. In my experience, Republican and Democrat, the day the budget comes out, the very first thing that every member, again, Republican and Democrat, looks at is the school spreadsheet. What do these schools in their district get? And then they look at it compared to last year.
So what's your response to that just political conversation around this?
Sounds like some pretty solid agreement that Hold Harmless isn't going anywhere.
Well, with that, we'll conclude this episode of Multiple Choices. Paul Sokolar, Philadelphia Public School Notebook, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin.